mind, could we bring the item 140, because I believe there's some staff folks waiting to testify. If you could bring 140 to the front of the regular agenda, please.
Item 140, amend Joint Office of Homeless Services Intergovernmental Agreement with Multnomah County to support ongoing implementation of activities to prevent and end homelessness through partnership with the county and the A Home for Everyone Collaborative, and increase funds by $2,558,474.
Director Krieger, good morning.
Good morning, Kirk Krieger, Housing Bureau Director. With me is Jennifer Chang. The way that we're structured is the Joint Office of Homeless Services created last July through intergovernmental agreement. So their entire budget from the city flows through the Housing Bureau, and we have an intergovernmental agreement that governs that flow of funds and the governance of the Joint Office. And Jennifer Chang administers that intergovernmental agreement, and she'll explain the reason for this resolution.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. As Kurt mentioned, my name is Jennifer. I'm with the Housing Bureau policy team, and I also serve as the liaison of our bureau to the Joint Office of Homeless Services. I know yesterday morning, City Council heard a great briefing from the Joint Office of Homeless Services on the progress that we've made over the past 9 months through very targeted and intentional efforts through A Home for Everyone. This ordinance that you have before you is an amendment to the Joint Office of Homeless Services, IGA, that further advances this work. It accommodates council funding from last year's fall bump, or this current year's fall bump, to provide expanded emergency services and shelter and housing placement activities that are already...
Sorry to interrupt. Could you just clarify? Those funds have already been approved.
So that's
the funds
correct.
Referred
yeah.
to in yes. this particular ordinance were already approved by the
that's
prior
correct.
City Council.
Okay, yes, and those from the fall bump, which were approved, go to fund expanded shelter and emergency services and housing placement activities. And it also allows for some funding to support increased permanent supportive housing investments that are furthering A Home for Everyone's goals. I know Commissioner Fish and others had discussed this yesterday as an ongoing important gap and need in our community. So the collaborative work between the Housing Bureau through and the City and the Housing Bureau with the Joint Office continue, and we're looking for ways to build upon that collaboration. In addition to allowing for these, accommodating these funds, the amendment also makes some technical and grammar corrections to the IGA language, and that's a basic summary of it. So,
thank you. Mm-hmm. Any questions? Any public testimony on this item? If you could just stick around for a few minutes in case there's questions raised. Thank you. Yeah, this, and just a reminder for public testimony, this is a technical amendment to the IGA with the Joint Office. This is not about the funding. The funding was already approved in a public process before the City Council. Name on the record, please.
I missed my opportunity to speak about the funding.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I just forget every once in a while that I'm tied up.
Okay, sorry. Hmm. Sorry, sir, you can start over. I apologize.
Okay. My name is Wayne Wignes. About 5 weeks ago, I'm inside for the first time in a few years. I shower every day. I got rid of the bugs that were eating me alive. I'm able to lay down when I study. And I have a place to be during the day and to organize myself. These are the things that make a home, help make a home, not just simply being inside at night. I feel the change already. You know, I review my old comments online. I pass people I maybe flipped off in the past, and I realize, wow, I really had a chip on my shoulder. But that's what it does to you. It puts you in war mode when you have to experience agencies like ODOT or the police sweeping away everybody you find safety, trust, and a sense of belonging with, and then you're left alone sleeping with a pickaxe next to your head looking over your shoulder every 5 minutes. Then, to follow that up, you get to read in the paper about other people discussing what to do with your life, about how shelters and overpriced units, so small you can't even invite a friend over, are a solution to homelessness rather than the underlying cause. It's experiences like these that make me want to show up to public meetings and say, hey, you're killing me. But then when I show up to these meetings, for example, the Board of Commissioners After listening to them kill about 45 minutes congratulating one another, they say, hey, could you please keep it to 2 minutes because we're running out of time here. Now we're, I missed the funding opportunity to speak about that, but now we're discussing handing $3 million to an agency that has not involved homeless people in their decision-making process. On the contrary, I tried showing up to a Home Forward meeting 2 months ago, and TPI was blatantly turning homeless people away from at the door. It was a public meeting about homeless people.
Sure, this is not Home Forward. This is a home for everyone.
And home for everyone.
There's a difference. It's at the county, and they have a specific subcommittee that is made up of homeless men and women that have input into the plan.
Well, I've been looking for meetings. I haven't found one.
If you give us your email address and your contact information, we'll make sure you're invited.
That's not going to help the other 4,000 who should be talked to before we discuss what to do.
If you could stick to the technical amendment, we'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Be technical, man. You got to be technical.
That's what we're discussing.
Yeah, technicality.
This is job security for them, not solutions
people
for
are dying.
Us. Think shelters are a solution to homelessness, so I invite you to try being homeless in other bigger cities that have been there, tried that. The problem as I see it begins with the Founding Fathers. James Madison said, it is the role of government to protect people's right to own property. But who put what in place to protect people from property ownership itself? This was an issue back in the 1700s, but it's more of an issue today. Land use has hit unprecedented heights. Exit options have not narrowed. They've disappeared entirely. This is not going to get better until this is going to get worse before it gets better. It's not going to get better until somebody tries something new. But I'd like to thank you, Ted. I heard about you going down to St. Francis and getting to know people directly. Not all homeless people agree with me. I can't speak for everybody, and that's the whole point. We need to involve, talk to them, not just the select few who can manage to get emailed about this vague meeting somewhere. Real solutions begin with real observations. So thank you for going down and actually getting to know people and places.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog PDX. One of the concerns I had on this was on the federal funding itself, on the HUD grants. And I noticed the numbers were at about $1,826,000. And again, my focus is I want to see the federal funding increased, and I don't want to see our position in the city be jeopardized toward federal funding in the way we might deal with the new president, Donald Trump. I want to make sure that we have an understanding from elected officials in the city that we need to also start focusing on that federal funding. And if you don't want to deal with President Trump, deal with Vice President Pence, deal with the Housing Bureau, I believe it's Mr. Carson at this time. But we need to have negotiations continue to go because we obviously don't have enough funding here from the federal level. And we need to increase that. And the only way to do that is through negotiating. And we have to have representatives from Portland try to get in on those meetings, try to get in on those discussions. It's very important. If you dislike President Trump, that's okay. Deal with the vice president. Deal with other people. But negotiations have to be made from this city or we will lose out on the opportunity of those federal funds. President Trump doesn't think much of Oregon, doesn't think much of Portland. That's okay. A lot of people from here don't think much of him, but doesn't mean we still can't negotiate on things that will benefit the city as a whole and the people in the city as a whole. And as elected officials, we sometimes have to look past the point of whether we like someone or not and understand your job is to negotiate federal funding to continue to come to this city in a reasonable manner to take care of the people in this city, whether you like the president or not, that's okay. But we have to have strong negotiations and have people trying to have meetings and ask for this type of funding and keep us posted on what we are denied and why we are being denied and try to correct that to get on the receiving side of this federal funding and future funding in the in the future that we might be able to obtain through the federal government. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. Lightning brought up an interesting fact in this whole concept, and that we have to work together. We're stuck. I don't like any of you up there, but we're stuck with each other. We have to work with each other because of what's outside the gates. It's an old saying when I was studying Latin about the barbarians at the gates. And that's what we have. We have barbarians at the gates. You guys have spent, I know of, 13 years spending millions and millions and millions of dollars. And we still have the same number of people on the street. If you talk to you, it's about 1,800. If you talk to people that actually work on the street, it's more like 4,000, 5,000. We don't know. We don't know where all the camps are. This money that you're using is wasted over and over and over again. We have 16,000 people hanging by their fingertips, according to Mark. Not me. According to your lead person on this, 16,000 that are in garages, that are on sofas, that are living with their parents. They're hanging by their fingertips. That's why we keep putting people into emergency shelters and we end up with the same number of people on the streets because they fall off. And we have the other thing that's going on with the rent. And I congratulate you. I was late today because I was in federal court. And it's now back into state court. I don't know if you know that or not. Judge Simon kicked it to state court, which made me laugh. We have to work together, Mayor. I don't like you. I don't trust you. We have to work together, Commissioners. I don't like you. I don't trust you. But we have to work together. We have to stand together because what's outside the gate is worse than me, worse than you. These people are vicious. And when lightning rings up, we have to get some more federal money. The first thought that went through my mind was, good luck with that one. So anyway, I wanted to say that to you. From this point on, I am trying to be patient. I'm trying to be cooperative. And I will try to be nicer, a word that really does not sit well with me. And thank you for your patience. I know I'm over time. That's the Irish of me. I usually do go over time.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Good morning.
I will take this up with the county. I recently, Shedrick Wilkins.
Thank you,
Senator. The interesting thing, we've had a very cold winter, probably the worst in 8 years. And I went into the bus station to use the bathroom and I got chased out. And my comment about housing is housing a fixed structure? Is it a person living in a tent? I can own property and sleep in a tent. But you have to use the bathroom, and bathrooms are out of privacy. And one of my things, we rejected Terminal 1, although the city voted for it, but it was rejected by the business community. I have a feeling that in the Bud Clark Commons, you could pay people to go into the bus stations and clean the bathrooms. One of the reasons why they don't allow people to go in there is they mess up the bathrooms. And pay people at the Bud Clark Commons or in the basement, I was there, to do clean these things. The bus station and the train station are open 24 hours a day. Actually, during the winter storm, I actually went in the bus station. In the bus station to warm my hands, but they won't allow you near the bathrooms. So, can something be arranged where, if we have another cold winter like this, that people could be encouraged who are sleeping in tents? And people are going to sleep in tents anywhere. Every time I see a sweep of the bus station area, the tents flow back in there anyway. So, why don't you just make Chinatown a tent city? And historically, I want to tell you one thing. My father came here in 1950. He slept out of a truck and used to eat at the Blanchet House. And yet he got a good job later on, and Portland treated him quite well. And why don't you treat homeless people and try to make sure they, when they're cold and they have to use the bathroom. You know, if you use the bathroom in the bushes, it's indecency. And yet there's these bathrooms there, and the only reason why they won't let you use them is basically they have to clean up. And can't you get some volunteers? I'll volunteer to clean up the bathrooms and stop chasing people out of warm places. And there's also a second story on the train station that's basically vacant, that's warm, that nobody uses, or the train station as well. You know, and it reflects on Portland. And you know what? When you go into the Bud Clark Commons, there's a big sign in the front door that we treat people here like human beings, even if they do or don't make it in this city. And my father made it in this city, but he was homeless.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, my name is Charles Bridge Crane Johnson. And it's sometimes difficult for citizens to limit their testimony to the technical aspects because we have to go in, we have to look at the 10-page PDF. And I guess it would be great if one of you or staff came back. And so it's kind of unclear from the exhibit where I'm presuming this is a net increase of $2,558,474. But I don't know if that's to the $15 million or taking it up to $15 million. And I think many of us, not necessarily needs to be cleared up right away, but would like to know if 100% of that money is administrative and staff and how that contrasts to capital investment and expansion in actual numbers of spaces where people are not sleeping outside and defecating on the sidewalks because the security guards will chase them in, chase them from the PDC-owned train station and bus station. The gentleman who testified about recently getting housing, unfortunately, sometimes A Home for Everyone does meet in the big room on the north side of TPI at the Bud Clark Commons. And sometimes, from personal experience, even if you're on the list, it is difficult for people that don't look like they're getting $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $100,000 salaries to get in there. But I'll talk to the gentleman and make sure that he makes a connection with Mr. Jolin so that we can have stakeholder input. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Were there any further questions for the City Council? Please call the roll.
Fritz.
Well, thank you, Mayor, for bringing this to Council and for having a discussion about it. It was unfortunate that nobody who testified was at the joint session we had with the County yesterday going over the A Home for Everyone plan for more than 2 hours. That will be posted online, so I do encourage you to review the presentation. And it was live at the time also, I believe. One of the things that stuck with me the most was in the past 2 years, 6,000 people have been housed who were previously homeless. The reason that we're still seeing people on the street is that 6,000 people became homeless. So people who say that people choose to be outside, even with Obamacare, no, medical expenses were often the reason they became homeless or houseless. They're Portlanders. Portland is their home. They just don't have a house. So I'm very glad to support this ordinance. It does do something that the council approved last year. Thank you for the explanation. I'm sorry Commissioner Udaly is not able to be here. I know she's sick, and I wish her well. I hope she gets better soon, and I appreciate her staff being in here. The council will those of us who were here last year would also remember that we appropriated $350,000 for a outreach project so that Mr. Widnes and others could get information about what the plan is, how they can intersect, and feel even more part of the process. And I do appreciate Commissioner Fish, your comment that A Home for Everyone does have people with lived experience on the committees. We still have lots of people, both in the housed and the unhoused community, who really don't know what the plan is or how they can participate. And so I do hope that that project will move forward soon also. Aye.
Glad Commissioner Fritz mentioned yesterday's joint city-county public hearing, because it was a two-hour hearing in which we got a full update and report on Home for Everyone and our coordinated efforts to reduce homelessness in our community. And for anyone present today that was not able to join us yesterday or see it on cable TV, both Commissioner Fritz or my office can provide you with a copy of the PowerPoint, which was excellent, and would welcome feedback on the priorities laid out in that PowerPoint. Aye.
Councilman.
Thank the Housing Bureau. Thank you, Jennifer, in particular, for overseeing these this IGA, an intergovernmental agreement. It's a very important office that we formed, the city and the county, and I think it will, I think, as we saw yesterday, I think it is providing better services and certainly better service coordination to our public. So thank you. Aye.
Wheeler.
Thank you very much, and I want to thank the housing team for coming back. Aye. The ordinance is approved.